Blog Talk Radio.
I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen.
All of your problems, all of your pain, lay it down, all of your heartache, all guilt and shame, lay it down, lay it down.
The Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call, lay it down. Lay it down.
Promise.
Promise he would never leave, not forsake your friend indeed. Lay it down. Lay it down.
War cry. You should be feeling better by now. But just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down.
Elder Troy Sneed. Truly, that's a beautiful song.
Sometimes if we can just get out of the music, you know, where we want to just groove and move and just listen to the lyrics, listen to the songs. You know, when I was coming up, we would dance to the music. You know, I came up in the R&B and part of the little blues set. At that time, but my grandmother and them, they were into the, you know, the real bluesy blues. And, you know, even in my era, sometimes when I'm driving or out and about, you know, you hear these old R&B songs. And, you know, at that time, you were just shaking and moving to the groove. But as you get older and you mature, then you begin to listen to the message. See, there's always a message in the song, even these secular songs. You know, I don't do the hip-hop and all of that, and some of us have crossed over where we're no longer the traditional gospel. You know, everything is contemporary now, and, you know, this is a hip-hop gospel and what have you, but I don't want to listen to those things that would cause my flesh to react. I want to listen to something that will cause me to think about God's goodness, that will cause me to want to praise God, that will cause me to be grateful and thankful for his mercies and his kindness and his love. Woo, lay it down. He said, all of your problems, all of your troubles, all of your cares, lay it down. Amen. And that's what we're talking about this week. Our destiny focus this week is healing relationships. And it flowed over from last week because I truly don't believe that God is finished talking. All of us need healing. We need healing in our homes, healing for our families, healing on our jobs, healing in our different respective churches, healing with our siblings, healing in this nation, healing relationships. That's what we're talking about. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all today. We greet you again in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for your sweet fellowship. We thank you for your support. Truly, many of you all have supported this broadcast down through the months. We're sitting on 20 months, almost 2 years, and we have been effectively, I think we have been effectively bringing men and women of God to teach and preach the word of God. We're not on here to debate. We're not on here to argue. Our mandate is to preach and teach. Our mandate is to encourage and to enrich, inspire, enlighten, enhance, and empower souls to pursue their destiny. How many know we have a destiny in Christ Jesus? We have a destiny. And for us to pursue that destiny, we have to get into God's word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's what we're here for. So we greet you and we bless the Lord for you taking out your day to spend some quality time with us. And we have a wonderful speaker today, and she's not no stranger. She was with us at the inception of this broadcast. And how many know we have challenges and we have different things that arise, and then we have to refocus. We have to refocus and try to help our children and our grandchildren and great. I am a great grandmother and a grandmother, but I bless the Lord and I ask him every day to let my granddaughters live, to take care of their children, because I don't think I have the strength to do this thing again. I really don't. Amen. But we're just so happy. On yesterday, we had a beautiful session. I tell you, we were magnifying and glorifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. We had some testimonies. We had praise and worship. We had some songs of Zion that our list, our callers, and our brothers and sisters in Christ was able to render a selection. So we just praise God, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to take out of our schedule some time to give him some praise. Sometimes we take things for granted. We take things for granted. We think we could just rise up on our own, but we don't. We have to look to Jesus. We have to look to God because his mercies are renewed every morning. So I want to read into your hearing, and then we're going to get right on in and introduce our speaker. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And in order for our relationships to be healed, our minds have to be renewed. Transformed. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't let this world shape and mold you, but be transformed. How are we going to be transformed? By getting into this word, by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We just don't want to be in God's permissive will. We want to be in his perfect will. So we're just happy today. Again, we're on here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. Our host, Minister Burns, and her husband, Elder Albert Burns, out of North Carolina, they host a segment called They Overcame. And that's at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern. They're on the East Coast in the Carolinas. Amen. And on Sunday morning, we would like to invite you to tune in with us for 30 to 45 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer, especially those that are on the West Coast. 7 a.m., we get up and we come on the line and we pray. Amen. We don't do no preaching and we don't do no testimonies. We just offer up some prayer to the Lord before we go to our different respective houses of worship. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing today. We want to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. I want to also ask you all to pray for Sister Millie. She has also been a faithful listener to this broadcast and, you know, about to be laid off her job and what have you. After 26 years, she texted me and told me so. But we're looking for God to open up some doors. Amen. Amen. So we're going to ask our co-host. We thank God for Sister Ruby. We're going to ask our co-host to come on and give us a word of prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Sister Ruby, can you open up with the word of prayer?
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. We just thank him for all week and all last week that he gave us the focused thought about healing and relationships. So we just thank him for sending it from heaven above down on the earth beneath where we are at for his royal family and baptized believers in Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost and his precious people. Just thank him for the opportunity that he has given us to be on this broadcast. Hallelujah. Whether the pastors, the bishops, the speakers, the evangelists, the teachers, like one coming on today. We just thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise for leading and guiding our ways and our steps, that they be sure and in the will of God. We just thank you for you being so kind and merciful to us, and spreading your love from the north, south, east, and west to your precious people. Because you say, without love, we can't do anything. Without love, we can't witness. Without love, we can't love our household. Without love, we can't love our brothers and sisters. Without love, we can't have a good marriage. Without love, we can't raise our children in the admonition of the Lord and the word of God that you have put down for us to keep in our household and going back and forth. We thank you for each and every one. Lord Jesus, we ask you to go where we can't go, that we're to the sick and the bereaved families. Hallelujah. We ask you to touch them and comfort them as only you can do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity that you have brought forth today for our speaker to come on, Evangelist Joshua. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed her to open up her schedule to come on to break bread for the word of the Lord that's coming forth. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every one that has been on. We thank you, Lord Jesus. If we said or done anything that was against your precious son, we want to repent, because we don't want our words or message to go forth and it be hindered, because we want it to come just like you sending it, pure from heaven down on this earth for your royal family and your church. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you for sending in your listeners, hallelujah, because only you can go and get them from the north, south, east, and west. We have had them all by your will and your way. So we just give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we love you, and we can't do anything without you. And we want to stay in your will, and we want to be in your way, to lead and guide and direct us in everything we say and do with love. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that opening prayer. And with no further ado, we'd like to let you know a little something about this wonderful speaker that's coming up, Evangelist Patricia Joshua of Stockton, California. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. I don't know about great-grandmother yet. I think maybe she is. Amen, amen. So we just thank God for her. She's a woman of God that loves God's people and love the word. Amen. And you're talking about a wonderful, profound teacher that is her. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this hour, and that's none other than Evangelist Patricia Joshua. We thank God for Sister Donna, and we see Sister Corinthian is also. God bless you. We love you and appreciate you in Jesus' name. God bless you, Evangelist Joshua. So glad to have you with us today to bring the word of life.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord to everyone on the line. We do thank the Lord for the opportunity to speak on this title, Healing Relationships. We just praise God for another day, another opportunity. I tell you, it's a blessing to rise and have breath and be able to move and have the Lord, hallelujah, on your mind, in your mind, in your heart. I just praise him today. I give glory to him. I give glory and honor, hallelujah, thanksgiving to the King of kings and the Lord of lords. As one writer said, the King eternal. Amen. Be glory, honor, and dominion. So praise the Lord to everyone. We're going to move along and try to get into this. I know you've been speaking on it for over a week now. And you know how, Sister Ruby, praise the Lord. I do hope you know how I like to do it. I like to have input. So if you can open the lines, if it's not too much noise, those that you want to have some input on it, we welcome it. I'm going to say a brief prayer. We thank the Lord for the prayer of Sister Ruby prayed, and that should be sufficient, but there's never too much prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you bless us, Hallelujah. Bless us that we might hear your word and we might be a doer of your word. Oh, God, give us not to go the way of the world, but to speak through the Spirit, Lord. Feed me from on high in the name of Jesus, and give me to rightly divide the word and not to speak in error. For there's so many listening, Lord Jesus, and so many teachers, so many people speaking. And they're giving the people word, but sometimes it's in error. So we don't want to move by our flesh, but move by your Spirit, Father. In Jesus' name, we're asking this and all blessings. Amen. All right. You got them open, Ruby? Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise him, sister. You got them open?
Oh,
Yes, so we can get a little input. Amen. If you want to wait a little while, you can wait a little while. Okay, so we're going to start out with this. This is a topic, healing relationships, and I hope I'm saying it correctly. And we want to, we're speaking on a term that is not in the Bible. The word relationships, you cannot find it in the Bible, or in the Word of God. You can find something similar to that word. But the closest we come to it is kin, kind, or fellowship, seed. We come close to it that way. And the reason is that when God created, he created everything after its own kind. Kin and seed came in because of families, their heritage, their bloodlines moving down through generations. And we are of a bloodline also. And when I say we, I'm speaking to the church. So we're going to take this as a topic that they teach on, they speak on in the world. There's many psychiatrists, psychologists. There's studies going on about healing relationships. But we know that this is something that for us, we're no stranger to it. We know that trouble is going to come. There's going to be broken, what they say, relationships. Now, when we look up the word and when we study it, it means to relate. Well, we'll start with that first. When you relate something, you are you're transposing it. You're trying to give an understanding to someone else. You're trying to give information, and you're trying to make sure that they understand what's going on. But the word has been taken, and it's been turned around so many times until now we use relationships for a lot of things. So I don't know everything. I heard some of the things that's been spoken about it, but I'm going to give you what I prayed and the Lord gave me. So we're going to start out with relate. To relate is to bring into a logical or natural association. And that's a root word. And then from relate, you go to related. And that means to be connected. Connected by kinship or marriage or common origin, such as, like as I said, kin, like we say, kinfolk, or kind, having a harmonious connection. So then that word takes you on to relationship, and relationship is a condition or a fact of being related or connected by blood or marriage or kinship. But the world today uses relationship to speak of sexuality. They use it to speak of friendship. They use it to speak of association. acquaintances, but we know that these things, because of the condition that man is born into, they're not going to last. They're going to be unhealthy by the very reason of how man comes into this world. The Bible says that we are born and shapen in iniquity. We are born with this problem. There's a blood heritage from the seed of Adam and Eve. Even though the world was cleansed, there's a remnant, there's a scourge that was left with man, that all men would be born into sin, born with an unhealthy attitude towards not only God, but towards each other. They are not, we are not born saved. We're not born with a mind to do right. We come here trying to figure out how are we going to get what we want to satisfy our own flesh. And that's unhealthy in itself, because if I eat all that I would want to eat, even when my body tells me I'm full, you know that's unhealthy for me. If I drink things that I think taste good and I just drink, even though my body says, okay, that's enough, we keep going, that's unhealthy. So we come with an unhealthy attitude. Now, you're speaking of being healthy. To be unhealthy means that there's something wrong. You're not whole. You're not complete. There's abnormalities. You're not firm. You're not whole. You're not able. There's something disjoined. So what we need is wholeness, and we can't receive it any other way than through Jesus Christ. I want to get a couple of scriptures for us to open up, but I want to first explain that we are all, this is the way the world is. It's been from that time, and when Jesus came, he said, now listen, he said, I've come. And you know the world will paint it, well, it's Jesus. And if I believe Jesus and I know Jesus, I like Jesus, that's good enough. But the Lord knew when he was coming what he was coming for. He just came to make a way for us to get back to him. But he knew the condition of the world. He knew the condition that would persist with the world and how the world would continue in a downward spiral. Because sin has to be conquered, the enemy must be defeated, and sin's penalty must be destroyed. The Bible says that the last enemy will be death. It will be destroyed. So let's turn to, if I can get, let's turn to Matthew 10. And we're just going to, I'm going to come a different way probably than, I don't know if anyone else went over it, but I did get to hear some wonderful teaching. I believe it was Pastor Hamilton. I did get to hear him. And also the prophet. I didn't get his last name well, but I enjoyed those too. So we're going to turn to Matthew 10. Sister Ruby, you up for reading?
Yeah, praise the Lord, Evangelist.
Are you up for reading today for me?
Yeah, go ahead. Matthew chapter 10.
Yes, ma'am. And we're going to start with verse 34. And I would like to hear, I do like responses as we're going along. We're going to take our time. It's been well taught over the past few weeks, so we'll just kind of do a little Bible study with one another.
Amen. I have it.
Okay.
You want me to?
Verse 34, yes. Start
okay.
There.
Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. 35, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Verse 36, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth fathers or mothers more than me, not worthy of me. And he that loveth sons or daughters more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
Now you can stop there. Amen. So we see that trouble is always going to, this is, as I was making my point, that trouble comes with this way. It comes automatically. We were born with into this, and it is here. Jesus himself, when he came, he said, listen, he said, I didn't come, I'm going to set you at variance with one another. Because why? Because you're going to have to speak the truth. And in speaking the truth, it's going to cause division. It's going to cause trouble for you. It's going to cause a misunderstanding and offenses. It's not going to be an easy walk when you come into this world, because these things still prevail. What things still prevail? Well, sin still prevails. It still prevails. You were born into this. This is the way it the world is. This is a sin penalty that has come all the way from Adam. This is where we're at. So we're going to see a few, I'm going to read a few scriptures to you that tell you of our heredity, why we have misunderstandings, why we can't get along. And before I go there, let's look just briefly for the sake of time. Let's look when Adam and Eve, after the sin fall, their children were at variance with one another. And jealousy over serving God, how to offer up an offering to God, in so much that it caused murder. Down through the history that is recorded in the Bible, you can see where there was jealousies with Joseph, with let's go back after Seth and after Cain and Abel, even to Ishmael and Isaac and Hagar and Sarah, there has always been a jealousy all the way through our wonderful recorded of King David and his children, in so much that a brother lusted for his own sister, and murder arose in the family behind that incident. There has always been, even with Jesus coming in to bring men back into fellowship, knowing that he was going to have to give his life. They didn't want to accept him. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. There were plots. They were scheming to get rid of Jesus. Why? He said, you hate me because I tell you the truth. So there is this stain of sin that has been left upon us, a penalty that we're all born with. Psalms 51:5 says, behold, David's speaking here, and he says, listen, he says, well, we give it to David, but in the Psalms 51 it is, David says, this is one that he wrote when he got in trouble. But he says, listen, behold, he said, I know I did wrong. He said, but you know what? He said, I was shapen in iniquity. And he said, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalms 58 says the wicked are astray. I'm sorry, there's a police. I'm sorry. That the wicked are estranged from the womb. From the womb, we're estranged from God. We're born. We go astray as soon as we are born. We start speaking lies. They always speak of the baby. I know I had children and grandchildren and even great-grandchildren. And those babies, sometimes you'll have them full. You'll have them diapered and dry. You'll have them clean, have them nice and where they can be comfortable. And you put them down, that's not good enough for them. They just cry because they want you to pick them back up. And sometimes you pick them back up thinking, well, maybe they need to burp. You burp them, put them back, they just cry, cry, cry. Some of them go to sleep in your arm, and you try to ease them down, and it seems like they know that they're out of your arms. They'll start crying and going. So they start telling stories when they're real little. Did you do that? No. Uh-uh. They know I, now you, I tell you what, they'll learn, uh-uh. They'll shake that head, no. But I'm telling you, they'll start at an early age because that's what they're born with. The Bible tells us that they are. Where do we get this from? How do we know? Well, even our fathers, they said, even our fathers, they've sinned, and they had to carry their own iniquities. So we've always had this. This has been an influence over us from the time we are born. But God has made something in Hebrews. He said there's something better for us. There is a better way for us because Christ gave his life. He knew that he was coming here. He knew that it was going to bring trouble to each and every one of us. He knew that even without him, because of sin, we won't get along sometimes with our neighbors. Sometimes they're people you don't know, go in the store, be just as kind, good afternoon, don't want to speak to you. They just, this is the way of the world. This is the way of the world that we were born into. But what God is able to do is to heal. Nobody can heal but God. God is the only one. Now, let's, Sister Ruby, get Deuteronomy 32, and I believe it's around the 34th verse. We're going to look at some of these. It is only God that can heal. And he is the one that allows all this. He allows it. He knows. He put us here, and he told us he made everything. He not only made it good, but he made it. He looked back and in Genesis, and he said, let me take a good look at everything. And he said it wasn't only good, but it's very good. Very good. So he made it for our pleasure. We were, man was to have the dominion over it. But sin, as I keep reminding us, that sin was the cause of it all. Do you have it, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 32, what verse?
I believe 34.
Oh, 34, okay.
If
not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures.
No, that isn't. Let me get back here with you. Let me get back here in my Bible. Okay, it wasn't 34. Okay, it's 39.
Okay.
39.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sister Ruby.
That's fine. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
So who does the healing? God does the healing. He is the only one. He says, I am he. That's nobody else. No God. He said, if there is another one, he don't know. He said, I know not any. He says, but listen, I'm the one. He said, I make alive, I wound, I allow these things. He said, but I am the only one that can heal. I'm the only one that can deliver. If I have hold of you, no one can deliver you out of my hand. The next scripture, Sister Ruby, is Hosea 6:1.
Hosea?
Yes.
Oh,
Hosea. So God is telling us that he is the one that does the healing. He is the one that can restore. Now, healing, what are you talking about when you're speaking of healing? Healing is to restore to health or soundness. That means that the carnal and the spiritual meaning means that you have been made whole. You've been restored to your good health. Health is just the condition. That's the condition. You can have, well, they're in good health or they're in bad health. So they can have a good condition or a bad condition. But the soundness of the body is even better. Sound, remember what he said of a sound mind. A soundness is different. It's freedom from disease. It's freedom from abnormalities. It's having a firm basis. Do you know what the scripture says? Be steadfast and unmovable. Being sound, unshakable. Free of decay. Free of defect and damage. It's to set right or repair. This is what is the condition of having soundness, of being restored to a spiritual wholeness or completeness. This is what we're looking for. When we're speaking of healing or relationships, we're taking that and we're telling you that we're trying to take the condition of health and make it sound so it's complete, so it's unshakable. There's no decay. How do we do this? Only God can heal. Only God can bring us to that condition. Do you have it, Sister Ruby?
Yes. What chapter?
That is 6:1. And then we're going to Acts 10:38. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to that soundness. But there was something that Jesus did for us to help us to get to this place. And that's the way I'm going today. I'm going on that part. To get healthy, to be sound in the Lord, we must first take a stand. And what do we take a stand on? On the truth. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Yes. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up.
My Lord. So the thing we have to do is return unto the Lord. Get to the place with the Lord. Get into fellowship with him. Get into, as we would say, relationship with him. Have a personal relationship with him. That's where we have to get. We must first turn and go back to the Lord because he's allowed it. He's allowed us to be torn. He's allowed us to be smitten so that we will look to him. And look to him only. Look to the hill from which cometh our help. He's our Father. We were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. So we have to turn towards God. And Acts 10 and 38 goes on to say,
okay,
I'll read that one. Yeah, 10:38. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. For God was with him.
So he is the one. So here, God anoints Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and we said that's a mystery that many don't understand, how that God himself became, hallelujah, put on flesh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and walked among us. But he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, with his spirit, hallelujah. And what was it for? To heal all that were oppressed of the devil. He did not say one time that it was going to always be good. He did not say one time that everybody's going to like us. I don't know. He said, when he comes, he said, listen, there's going to be variance. There's going to be, you're going to be hated of all men for my sake. There's going to be trouble. He said, but I'm the one that can restore you, that can put you in a good condition, a condition of soundness. I can bring you, hallelujah, where you're unshakable, hallelujah, where you can stand on the truth and be unshakable, steadfast, unmovable. He said, but I've got to do something first. He said, I've had to send my son, hallelujah, that my son could come into this world and he could taste. He was the first fruits. He tasted of it and the first fruits to rise from the dead. The grave and death could not, the enemy could not hold his body down. Hallelujah. But he rose in victory. So he said, but there's something more that he did than just coming into this world. Because he rose, hallelujah, he said, now, he said, are we the sons of God? So we leave the family of this old earthly realm, and we are adopted through adoption into the family of God. The family, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So it goes on to say in Galatians 4, it said, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman and made under the law. But what was his job? It was to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. And now he goes on to say, and because ye are sons, God and daughters, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son. Now, something else I want to explain. In many scriptures, they use the man as son and as men. It's because we are of like kind. Like kind. It was the man that was created first, and the woman was created from the man, but she was created in the likeness of a man, but yet she was female. So when it speaks of sons and it speaks of men, it's speaking of the same kind. We are humankind. So that's what it is speaking of. We are humankind. So when he says sons, he's speaking of the women also. God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. And that's why we cry, Abba, Father. We cry unto our Creator. And so we are no more servants, but a son. And if a son, then we are an heir of God through Christ. That's the part I wanted to get to. Our spiritual adoption. Because of the spiritual adoption of Christ, We do not think like the world. Our relationship, as they use that word, is no more. That's why we don't read about relationship with the church. It's always fellowship, having fellowship one with another, because we are supposed to be one body. We're one body in who? In Christ Jesus. Not multiple gods, but in Christ Jesus, in one Lord. It says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God through all and in all. Hallelujah. So it's just always one. So we are in one body now. We have taken on and then adopted, hallelujah, into the family of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He has shed his blood that we might be adopted in. One writer says, now are we the Son of God. Hallelujah. We are the sons of God. Hallelujah. We have been taken in. We're not strangers. And now, because of that, God is able to heal us. He's able to heal us of the sickness and the disease that we were born with into this world. And that disease and sickness is that sin and that iniquity, transgression, hallelujah, lust, hallelujah. He's able to change our ways. He's able to sanctify us, cleanse us from all iniquity and transgression, hallelujah, and heal us from the sinful stench, hallelujah, that we have, the wound of sin that had taken a hold of us. God is able to heal us today. Hallelujah. We thank him through his shedding of his blood. Hallelujah. We are able to be healed. One writer wrote, said, by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. But God goes on to say, hallelujah, and let it be written that he said, the writer said, if you'll heal us, we'll be healed. And if you'll save us, we'll be saved. Hallelujah. So we are to change, make a change. Hallelujah. But we cannot do it of ourselves. It takes God to do it for us. So what can we do to receive this healing? Everyone that we read mostly about, they were in a condition, but when they saw the Lord, they either came to him. One lady said, my child's at home, and a centurion came and said, listen, if you just speak the word. But so there is no distance. There's no distance in God's healing, but it's our mindset. Somebody, hallelujah, has to ask for this healing. Somebody must give and submission or commitment to receive your healing. Amen. So this healing is available. It's available. I don't care what the mindset is. I don't care what the disease is. I don't care what the enemy has brought up on our lives. God is able to heal it. If we could open the lines to many that have been healed by God, they could give so many wonderful testimonies, even to the point of lying in death and having their toes tagged in the, Sister Ruby, help me out here, where they take the dead bodies.
To the coroner's office,
yes, even to the coroner's office, and they've been in there and had their toes tagged, waiting for pickup to be taken to the mortuary. There are testimonies of how God has came in and caused even death to let go, hallelujah, and raised them up. And when they were raised up with a new mind. Evangelist Bernard just read the scripture, said that he beseeches us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah. We've got to present it to him. Another scripture says that we must preserve ourselves to do and persevere to do all righteousness towards God and to present ourselves holy to him. We have to work at being holy. This is not something that you just sit back and say, okay, Lord, you do the work. No, it takes some action of our own. It takes you repenting. That's the first. Repentance is the first action. And that's just confession with your mouth, telling God that you're sorry, making acknowledging you're wrong, acknowledging that you were born into this and that, yes, I have this sinful nature. And let me let you know another thing for those of you that are listening in, that when you do this, it does not mean it's gone away. Every day the Bible says you die daily. Every day you're taking off and you walk, as you walk this walk, there's somewhere you're going to see where you need the Lord even the more. But what can be promised to you is that if you will continue and you will walk as God would have you to walk, that he will answer his promises to you. He will work everything out. I don't care what's going on in your life that's wrong. There's a scripture in Romans 8:28 says you need to know that all things work together for good. He doesn't promise you any wrong, but he promises good. If you let him heal you and heal we're using the topic, the relationship, get into a personal relationship with God, he will work everything together for your good. Why? Because going to him, you're showing him that you love him. Hallelujah. And then he said, no man can come to me except I draw him. He said, but when you know and you hear, you feel the unctioning of the Lord calling on you, he said, don't harden your heart. You need to surrender. Come to the Lord. Let the Lord use you. He said, I'll give you good because you love me. He's saying you're called the reason that you're called. Everyone that's called, they're not called into the body of Christ to do what they want to do. Oh, I know this is different than what a lot of people want to hear. So many believe that they're called in because they want to do what they want to do. Oh, I can sing, I can preach, I can teach, I can sew, I can whatever it is, cook well, whatever. But it's for God's purpose. And what purpose did he come here for? He said, I didn't come here because if you feel like you're so righteous, he said, I didn't come for you. He said, but those that will acknowledge that they're sick, that there's an abnormality, there's some disease, there's something that needs fixing, needs to be healed, needs to be restored to good health. He said, that's who I came here. And those are sinners. And I said, he said, well, I'm not a sinner. He said, all have sinned. Hallelujah, all have sinned. So the word is there to heal us. The plan that God has, the promises that he has made from the beginning has been here to bring us back to wholeness, to bring us back into full fellowship and unity with him. He said, it's to the humble to the humble. Hallelujah. He said that the Lord, he says, listen, I know, though I'm high, he said, yet I have respect to the lowly. And he said, and I know, he said, those of you that are proud, he said, you need to take another look because you're far from where you think you are. He said, I have come. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In other words, I can heal you from the death that is clinging to you. Don't you know that sin is a type of form of death? If you don't change your mind, you don't change your ways, listen, he said the wages of it is death. Hallelujah. Yes, there's a death that we all must face, but he said you won't stay there. But guess what? Every man is going to rise, and they're going to rise unto eternal life or eternal death and suffering. So you need to look towards the Lord. Look at yourself as not being whole, even though you might be 6'6" and you might be in the best of health and lifting weights that no man would know and look at you with awe. But know this, that because you were born into sin, hallelujah, you are unhealthy. You're not whole. Hallelujah, you're not whole. If there is a sickness that we are all born with, but God is able to heal. He has given us promises after promise. He says, listen, if you think you're so high, he said, guess what? He said, you're going to be abased. He said, but if you be humble, and you'll acknowledge who I am. He said, guess what? I'll exalt you. Oh, yes, I'll exalt you. I'll lift you up. Oh, yes, God, he wants us to be humble. He wants us to realize that we need him, that we need his healing touch. Hallelujah. He gives us so many beautiful promises. He tells us, and even if you're sick, he said, guess what? I'll strengthen you up on your bed of languishing. Oh, I'll make your bed, he said, in your sickness. Oh, God, there's nothing that God wants to withhold from us that is good. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be whole. He needs us to know that this is the way that we can heal our relationships. It will cause us, the relationships that we will have, there will be many oppressions, that will, the word of truth will cause us to be divided, from separated from the world. Yes, we're in this world, but we're going to be different. And he told us, he said, now, if they didn't accept me, they hated me, in fact. He said, just know this, they're going to hate you. He said, and when you're sent forth, I want you to know that you're sent forth, hallelujah, as sheep before to the wolves. He calls this world as a world of wolves. They come to devour. So he says, but know this, he said, you stand. And after you do all to stand on the truth, stand on what you know is right. And he said, how do you do this? After you present your body to me, he said, now the next thing you do, he said, don't be conformed to this world. In the Old Testament, he said, don't take up the ways of the heathen. But he says, listen, don't be conformed to this world. And that is the weakening of the church. Is taking up. We've taken up so much until now. People don't want to come unless you have entertainment. You have to have entertainment. So many of them would not have come in the day that maybe our grandparents did when they walked so far to a church that didn't even have floors. People have many things now. They're putting everything before God. Sunday is now the day of football games. I used to be able to follow the football games, but now they've moved them to Sunday. Everything this shopping day is Sunday. Tailgate parties. I'm telling you, so many things have come in to try to push God in the background. But in doing so, look at what has come forth. We have more cancer than we ever had. We never know in history about cancers like they are now. We didn't know about all these sicknesses or high blood pressure. I'm telling you, it's so many things rising up now more than ever because we've pushed God back and we've allowed the way of the world to be in the foreground. Saints are not praying like they used to pray. Now they want to, well, let me go see what the psychiatrist says. Let me go see what this one says and that. Not looking unto God. They will come in and pray for one another. I witnessed with my own eyes when the saints prayed and a sister had went to the doctor and they had found cancer. God caused that cancer to come up right in our sight and for the sister to spit it forth. And from there, she went back to the doctor and they confirmed cancer-free. That sister, when she left this earth, she was cancer-free. So I'm telling you that God wants to demonstrate his healing, not only spiritually, but physically. He wants to demonstrate. He wants to demonstrate his healing of relationships. I'm a witness that God can heal relationships. Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard know of a relationship that was broken naturally. Now, I'm talking about naturally, a relationship that was broken in my life. And I mean, it was broken, but I kept on praying. And I didn't go running to the counselor looking for a counselor. I went to Jesus, and I left it there. We used to sing a song, say, leave it there. Say, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Saying, if you trust him, that means that once you give it to him, you leave it there with him. You don't know when or how he's going to do it, and you'll never doubt. But I don't care when it looks like it's not going to change. You keep on saying, Lord, I know you're going to do it. I trust you because your word says so, and your promises are true. You said, hallelujah, that my light affliction would be for a moment, but it would work a far more an eternal weight of glory in me. Oh, God, I'm waiting on you. Well, let me tell you something. That relation, as you want to put a relationship, that person walked in my house, hugged my neck, and said they love me. Let me tell you something. God is able to change anything. He's able to heal you from whatever your sickness is. It can be spiritual. It can be natural. Your relationship is what you have associated yourself with. It can be an associational relationship with men. It can be a relationship, hallelujah, with an addiction. Hallelujah. Whatever your relationship with, I'm related. I've been related to pain. Related to a relationship with pain. Hallelujah. Relationship with heartache. Whatever it is, God is able to heal. He can heal anything. So when we speak on healing relationships, we must turn to God first. He said, I am he that heals. He said, it's nobody else. He said, I looked and I don't see another God, just me only. He said, and I am the one that heals. So we praise God today for this time. I was hoping I'd get to hear some responses, but I didn't. I mean, you know, someone with an input on this, but I didn't get to hear that. I guess that's the way you're doing the switchboard, but I'm telling you, God is a healer, and he is the healer. So at this time, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're there. Okay. I'm going to turn it back into your hands. Thank you for the time and the opportunity, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. The lines were open. I thought you wanted to interact and ask some questions and get some response.
No, not ask questions. I just wanted to put some input in there. I didn't hear nobody.
Okay, well, we all are here. We all are here, so I'm going to open up the lines, and maybe they can give some input as we open up the lines. A beautiful message today talking about healing relationships. Amen.
And
we all know that God is the true healer, but when he fills you up with the Holy Ghost, guess what? You're required to love in spite of. You're required to forgive in spite of. You're required to lay all differences aside and seek God, because there will not be a complete healing if God doesn't draw us, if we don't allow God to do the healing. You know, sometimes we put everything on God, but we have to do some things too. God is not going to bring you to your brother and sister to apologize. God is not going to bring you to your brother and sister when you know you have an ought against them. You have to do something, okay? So we can't put everything on God. We have to do something, and that's why he says he gives us a choice. He gives us a mind to make the right decisions. Seek him, pray about it, but then you have to apply that which is in the word. God ain't coming down here and knock on nobody's door, okay? He going to send Adrian to go and knock on my brother or my sister's door. He going to have me to pick up my cell phone and dial that number and ask for forgiveness and also render forgiveness. Amen? So we have to do some things. We can't put it all on God. And that's how we put everything on the devil, too. Oh, the devil, no. The devil is, you know, the devil is subject to us. We have authority. We have power. She went on into how God made man and made woman. He gave them dominion. So we have to take responsibility. We have to take ownership for our actions and our inactions. Amen. So that was a wonderful lesson, Evangelist Joshua. God bless you. We thank you for that lesson on today. We're going to go to area code 678. And the last four of your number is 8487. We're opening up the lines. If you have any questions and you want to ask a question of the teacher today, you're welcome to do so. Or if you have a comment, we certainly open up the lines for you to have a remark. Amen. Area code 678, the last four of your number is 8487. God bless you. Can you greet us?
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tajana Logan from Covington, Georgia.
Bless you, Pastor. How are you today?
I am doing well. Bless God. I do thank God for the opportunity to be able to tune in. And truly, I must say, woman of God, my heart was blessed by the word. My spirit has been lifted, and I bless God for the plethora of word that God has placed on the inside of you. It truly has strengthened me on today, and I thank God for, I believe I tuned in right at the beginning for the word. It was so rich on today, And I thank God because, God, he is our balm in Gilead. He is the master physician, and there is nothing too hard for him. And I just want to, you know, say that it was truly a blessing, you know, and you know, I thank God because, you know, God gives us things in part, and you just broke it down, dealing with relationships in another way that I had never looked at it. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard for this time, for your obedience, and for the work that God has begun in you. So I'm just, you know, glad to be able to tune in, and I thank God for the word. It was truly a blessing to me.
Amen, amen. We certainly thank God for you tuning in with us. This is Pastor and Evangelist and Prophetess Tajana Logan, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and we just bless the Lord for her. She has spoken on the broadcast several times, so we thank God for you, woman of God. Thank God for you just giving us a word. Amen. We also have another caller that I'm not familiar with. Well, I see Prophet Pearson on the line. Let's go to the man of God right now. God bless you, Pastor Logan. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Prophet Pearson, God bless you. Prophet Pearson? Amen, amen. Well, we're going to move on. Maybe we'll come back to him. His phone may be on mute. Prophet Carlos Pearson, we see him on the line today. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. We're going to Sister Donna Shaw. God bless you, Sister Shaw, and then to Sister Cammie. Sister Donna? Amen, amen. I'm not getting any responses. I have this line open. I believe it's open. Amen. We're going down the line. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Albertine. God bless you, Sister Albertine. Evangelist Joshua, can you hear me?
Hello?
God bless you.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. I was wondering. I'm opening up the lines.
I'll tell you, it was very quiet. I didn't hear anybody.
Okay, Sister Donna? Sister Donna Shaw? Okay, Sister Cammie?
Yes, hello.
God bless you.
Praise God, Evangelist Bernard. God, I really enjoyed that teach, preach message. Even though I was sitting there, I've been sitting pretty much at my new place all day. I had a chance to really listen, and it was a wonderful message, and I really, really appreciate it. So thank God for you. Thank God for Sister Bernard and Sister Ruby, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for tuning in with us today. I know you all are busy. Moving here and there. So we thank God for you taking out the time.
I'm just glad. I'm happy I was able to. I mean, that was a great message. I'm going to go back and listen to it again because I really, really want to have my Bible out because I really enjoyed that. I really did. I'm always for teach, preach. I come from the teach, preach world, so I really love that one.
Okay, Evangelist Joshua, she's a master teacher. She can teach that word. I tell you, it's in her.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
Sister Shaw,
great.
God bless you. Okay, Sister Albertine. See a couple of callers on here. We opening your line. Okay, Sister T, God
Hello.
Bless you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm great. That was a great message from the woman of God. That was right on time about healing relationships. It just made me think about my daughter and my sister and, you know, my family. So I just started texting them and telling them that I love them and, you know, and it just really made me think about relationships and how important it is and not to hold grudges and, you know, just forgiveness. And that was a really strong, powerful message. And what she was saying about God can heal and do anything, that's true. God is a healer, and I'm believing him for some things, and I thank her for that message. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist, and God bless you, my listeners, Joshua. God bless you. It's good to hear your voice again. I know you to be a master teacher because I used to sit in your classes all the time. But I just thank God for the word. I thank God for this series because it is much needed. You know, we need to hear relationships in all areas of our life, and especially the relationship with God. So I just thank God because this is helping me to heal the relationships in my family, relationships with my friends, and just my relationship with God has really grown stronger. And I just thank God for the word, and I thank God for the people of God, and I ask the Lord to continue to bless the people on this line, this ministry, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and Mother Ruby and all the saints of God. Pray my strength in the Lord. I love you guys.
Prophet Pearson, God bless you, Sister T. Prophet Carlos Pearson, I see you. Maybe just listening in. God bless you. Anyway, we're going to go. Sister Dawn, God bless you. Dawn? Okay. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby for some comments. Amen on this lesson. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What can I say, Evangelist Joshua? You know you're a master teacher and preacher when the Lord gives you the word. One thing Sister T said, that she set up under your teaching, and she knows your teaching, so I set up under it way from Fremont. The Lord had us to meet in Fremont, California, so it's just been a blessing. I think about 14 years now. So I know your teaching, and I know how the Lord blesses you in that word. You just don't pick it up from anywhere. He has to give it to you, and you study and research, and he gives you a word prior to, a lot of times, you somebody asking you to bring the word. You already, Lord then gave you where to go, what to say, and how to act with his people. So you are blessed all the day, and we just thank you that you came on and done this lesson. We hope to have you back on many more times. We love you in Jesus' name. It's been a blessing. I've been excited. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Shaw, are you still there?
Sister yes, Donna? Mother God.
God bless,
bless
you,
God. How are you? And God bless everyone on the line. The word really was a blessing to my spirit. The teachers were awesome. What I like most that she spoke about us being heirs of the Father, and which give us a lot of rights, and we need to understand the things that are available to us when we love the Lord and we proclaim to be true to our Father. And we must always tap into all the things that he has given us, especially the Holy Spirit, which strengthens us daily, which is our healing, our provision. Everything is there through the Spirit. And I just say God bless everyone on the line. And it really blessed my soul. I love everyone on the line. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to go back to, I'm going to go back to Pastor Logan, and we have some needs, and we want the woman of God. I'm going to have her, and then I'll go back to our speaker, Evangelist Joshua, and have her to have our final remarks and close this on out. But I'm going to ask Pastor Logan, would she pray? We definitely want to pray for the people of God. We have some people need some healing. We have people who are having some financial distresses. Some are losing their jobs. Especially, I want special prayer for Sister Millie after 26 years, and then get a paper saying she's being laid off, and she's right there in your area, Pastor Logan. I'm going to have to connect her with you where you can minister to her. She lives in Conyers, Georgia, so we want to offer up some prayer for her, and also we want prayer for our speaker today and Sister Ruby. We have Prophet Pearson. I still haven't heard him. He's on the line. And we want prayer for Sister Albertine. She's in the midst of looking for housing, and also Sister Cammie. So we and Sister T, you know, going through some changes in her body. And I want special prayer for my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover. She's been in the hospital about 8 or 9 days there in Georgia, and they're trying to get her blood pressure normalized. So I'm going to ask Pastor Logan to pray for those requests in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. Evangelist, could you go over those names? I couldn't catch all of them. I was trying to write as you were speaking. Could you repeat those names for me?
Prophetess Theodora Glover. She's there in the hospital now. We need her blood pressure to be regulated. And also Sister Millie Vargas. She's in Conyers, Georgia. She's being laid off her job. Sister Albertine and Sister Cammie, for direction with housing and financial difficulties. And even Sister Donna Shaw, she in the midst of going through some things with her house, also. And Sister T for healing in her body. Also our speaker, Evangelist Joshua, and all the different challenges that she's having right in the midst of kids going back to school, helping grandchildren and what have you. So also, I need prayer for myself and my grandson. You know, pray for him. His name is Lamondo. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we honor your name on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we just stop and we give you praise, God. We lift you up, God. We call you great, for there is none greater. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we extol you in this place. God, we adore you, God. We lift you up. Hallelujah. God, we say, be thou magnified in the earth, oh God. Be magnified. Hallelujah. In the heavens, Lord God,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we is your people, God. We assemble ourselves on today,
hallelujah,
Lord God, in the spirit of unity, Lord God.
Yes,
and God, we approach
hallelujah
your throne boldly right now in the name of Jesus. God, as we come before your presence, God, we ask that you will forgive us of every sin, God, every iniquity,
ooh,
God, every trespass, oh God, that we have committed in your sight, oh my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will wash us with your blood, oh God. Purge us with hyssop, God, that we may be white as snow, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, as I begin to pray, Lord God, and God, as we come before your presence, oh God, and we stand on one accord, Lord God, God, I ask that your glory will begin to feel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Feel this phone line, God. Feel the airwaves, oh God. Move by your might, God. Move by your power, God. Move by your spirit, oh God, in the mighty
in the
name of Jesus. Oh God, we just give you glory right now, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we give you honor right now.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Prophetess Glover unto you,
Father,
right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, as she lays in the hospital, Lord God, in
Lord,
the mighty name of Jesus, God,
no
you
distance,
are the
no
master
distance
physician, God. You created her body, God. You spoke her into existence, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we present her unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We command, hallelujah, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, God, that her blood pressure will be regulated.
Hallelujah.
Now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Regulated,
God, you
Lord,
said in your word,
hallelujah,
that you sent the word and the word healed them, God. So
oh,
now, God,
God
we
look
send
at look
the word, God. Your word, hallelujah.
Your word.
We come upon precept, God. We send the word of the Lord to your daughter, God. Your hand servant, oh God, in the mighty name
hallelujah
of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we proclaim the word of the Lord, God.
Ooh.
We proclaim healing for her life, oh God. Body, God, for her mind, her soul, and her spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we ask that you will receive the glory, God, out of this situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
God, speak a rhema word, God, to the doctors that have care over her, Lord God. God, allow them to operate in the spirit of excellence, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you will bless every nurse, every tech, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would have your way in this situation, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God, I ask that you would dispatch your healing angels, God,
hallelujah,
to the wing
hallelujah
where she is, oh God. God, that they will begin to walk up and down the aisle, God. Hallelujah. Walk up and down the hospitals, Lord God, in
the name of Jesus, God. And let your healing virtue flow, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh God, let your healing virtue flow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh God, I just give you glory. God, I thank you for speaking
He's
a word of peace to
heart
of mind, God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Because you said you would keep our minds in perfect peace, God, whose mind is stayed on you, God. And
yes,
God,
Lord,
we thank you, God, for the word of peace, God.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus, God, in her spirit, in her mind, God. And I thank you, God, for turning this situation around expeditiously,
you,
oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. As I stand in agreement, God, with your sons and your daughters, Lord God.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
God, we decree and we declare a miracle, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
oh,
for
yes,
your
oh,
daughter,
yes,
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Remember Sister Millie Vargas, Lord God.
Remember,
and she
Lord
has lost, God, her job,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord,
in
yes,
the name
Lord
of Jesus, God. Nothing is hidden from you, oh God. Nothing surprises you, oh God, in the
no,
name of Jesus, God.
No, Lord,
I ask
no,
that
Lord
you will build her up on her most holy faith, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God. Let her feet be planted,
Lord,
God, like a tree
the
by the river of, waters,
of
waters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her mind, God. Strengthen her spirit, God.
Yes.
Strengthen her husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the
and
name
God,
of
as
Jesus
you have closed this door, God, I thank you for opening another, oh God,
yes, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
In the name
I thank you
Jesus
for provision, God. I thank you that there will be no lack in her home, oh God.
Yes,
I thank
Lord
you that the spirit of poverty is abolished in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And
in
I thank you for receiving
Jesus
the glory out of her life, God. I thank you for Sister Albertine, Lord God, in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus, God. I thank you that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to
yes,
your purpose,
Lord,
oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
in
God.
The
I thank
mighty
you for
name
moving by your spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for severing every tie of the enemy, oh God.
Jesus.
God,
hallelujah.
I thank you for removing fear, God, and replacing
yes,
it
Lord
with faith,
yes,
oh God.
Lord, yes,
oh
Lord,
God,
yes,
I thank you for showing yourself strong, Almighty
mm-hmm
King, hallelujah,
yes,
in her life, oh God. God,
hallelujah,
that she will testify of your goodness, God. God, that she'll testify of your greatness,
yes,
oh God. Hallelujah, God. Remember Sister Cammie, God, as she stands in the need of direction, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh God, I
yes,
ask that you would give
yes,
her clarity yes, of thought, oh God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
God. I ask that, hallelujah, her ears would be turned deaf to all
yes,
others
Lord
but your
yes,
voice,
Lord,
God.
Yes,
that
Lord
she may hear your voice, God, and not another, oh God, in the
yes,
mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God. I thank you, oh God, that
thank
her,
you, Jesus,
your voice, hallelujah, she knows, oh God, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
in
yes,
the mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God. And I thank you for strengthening her, God. I thank
yes
you for bringing her to another level of faith in you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, that she will trust you the more, God. That she will lean on you the more, God. God, that she will acknowledge
Jesus
you, hallelujah, in all her ways, God. And you will direct her path, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
I thank you for
thank
Sister
you
Donna Shaw, God. Hallelujah, God. As she stands in need, oh God, of a property, Lord God. As she's
yes,
going
Lord
back and forth to court, Lord God. I thank you, God, for moving behind the scenes, oh God, in the
yes,
mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God. I thank you for being provision for her life, oh God.
Yes,
in the mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God, I thank you for giving to her the desires of her heart, God. I thank you for you releasing what's rightfully hers, oh God,
yes,
in the mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God. I thank you, hallelujah, for giving her holy boldness, oh God, that she will take you at your word, God,
hallelujah,
like never before, God. I thank you for blessing her children, God, for blessing her home, oh God,
yes,
for blessing
yes,
the works of her hands, oh God, in
yes,
the mighty
Lord
name of Jesus, God. Remember Sister T, Lord God, as she stands in need, God,
oh,
of
yes,
healing
Lord
in her body, oh God, in
yes,
the
Lord
mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
I
Lord
thank you, God, on today, God, that you are the balm in Gilead, oh God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, God, that you are our healer, God, our redeemer, our savior, oh God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God. I thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. I thank you for the stripes that you took on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for, in the word it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed, God. So I thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
I thank you, hallelujah, for having your way in her life, God. God, remember the woman of God, Evangelist Joshua, God, on today, God,
oh,
as she has
Lord
poured out, God. God,
yes,
as she
Lord
has poured out, God, into the men and the women of God, hallelujah. God,
yes,
I ask that you will restore, God, restore, 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 God, in
the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Thank you, God, that her head will never lack fresh oil, God, that you will have a rhema word in her belly,
yes,
oh, God,
Lord,
at
yes,
all
Lord.
Times, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
I thank you for strengthening your daughter, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the midst of what she's going through,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God. I thank you, God. For what you're doing, how you're moving, how you've orchestrated
yes,
everything that's going on in her life, God. And I
yes,
thank you, God,
Lord.
Because it's for your glory, Lord God.
Yes,
and it's,
it
I
Hallelujah.
Thank you because it's for the ministry, God, for those
yes,
that have
Lord.
To be reached, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for undergirding her, Lord God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
God. In your presence, God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God. And I thank you that he that dwelleth, Hallelujah, your word
yes,
says
Lord.
That he that dwelleth
yes,
in the secret place.
Hallelujah.
The Most High shall
yes,
abide
Lord.
Under the shadow of
yes,
the Almighty
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God, for hiding her, God,
thank you.
For preserving her
he
life, oh, God. Hallelujah, for preserving her destiny,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Her purpose that is wrapped
yes,
up, tied up, tangled up in you, oh, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
God. I thank you, God, that no
yes,
weapon
Lord.
That's formed against her, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
It's
Hallelujah.
Not going to prosper, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
God. I thank you for the investment that you have made in this mighty woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God, I thank you, God, because you're looking for her to yield. Hallelujah.
Yes,
from this
Lord.
Investment, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, I thank you, God, for allowing your daughter to wear the whole armor of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you will begin to speak to her like never before,
yes,
God.
Lord,
God,
Jesus,
that she will continue
Lord.
To preach and teach your
yes,
word, God.
Lord.
And
yes,
God,
Lord.
That you will continue to give her dreams and visions, oh God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like never before, oh God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
That she will minister, God, to a dying nation, God.
Yes,
those
Lord,
that have
Jesus.
Been forgotten about, oh God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Lord.
That you will give her a fresh word, oh God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Not stagnant, oh God. But God,
yes,
she will
Lord.
Yield, God, every one
yes,
of her
Lord.
Members unto you, oh
yes,
God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And hallelujah. God, I thank you for a renewed yes in her
yes,
spirit,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh God, I thank you, God, that every
hallelujah.
Way, hallelujah,
yes,
has
Lord.
Been made, God. I thank you, God,
yes,
that
Lord.
Resources, God, divine resources have been made available to your daughter, God.
Yes,
I thank you, God, that divine relationships that have been held up for years, oh God, hallelujah,
yes,
are released now by the authority
yes,
of the Holy Ghost, oh God.
Yes,
so whatever it is that you have called her to do, God, for your kingdom, God, it's going to be
yes,
easy.
Yes.
It's going to be smooth sailing,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God.
In the
I
name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
God, hallelujah, for your glory, God, in her life,
thank
oh God.
You, Lord.
I thank you, God, hallelujah, God,
thank
that you have caused her to rise like an eagle, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Mighty
and God,
name
I ask that you will remember your daughter, God, just serving
yes,
Evangelist
Lord.
Bernardo today, Lord God. Hallelujah, God,
yes,
as she has sacrificed, oh God,
yes,
of
Lord.
Herself, oh God, of her time, Lord God, in
yes,
the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you will remember, God, your daughter,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, yes, yes,
God, as she cries out in the midnight hour, God,
yes,
as she's crying out, Shanda, the Rabasi, Rashi, come on, Messiah, God, as she's crying out for the nation, God, as she's crying out for the eyes of Christ, God,
yes,
Lord, the Messiah, God, oh, God, oh, God, I ask that you would strengthen, God, like never before, God, Yanda, the Messiah, strengthen, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, continue to give her insight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to what you're saying, God, to your body, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue
yes,
to strengthen her body, oh
yes,
God.
Lord,
God,
yes.
We declare and we decree healing, God.
Yes,
from
Lord.
The top
Hallelujah.
Of my head, God, to the soles of my feet, oh God. God, I thank you for
Hallelujah.
Fire, God. Your
Hallelujah.
Fire, your consuming fire. That will
Hallelujah.
Consume anything that's not like you, oh God. God, I thank you for removing every hidden
oh, yes.
agenda
oh,
of the
yes,
enemy
Lord,
from
yes.
your life, God. I thank you for severing, God, the ties, oh God, of the enemy, God. Every demonic assignment that has been sent to destroy the woman of God, to
yes,
destroy
Lord.
The anointing, hallelujah, on her life,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We were beautiful right now. In the name of Jesus.
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 The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because it's not
yes,
by
somebody.
Might, nor by power, but
yes.
by your spirit, saith the
yes.
Lord. Oh God.
God,
I thank you, Jesus. God, I ask that you will continue to have your way in her life, oh God.
Have your
and God,
way,
remember
Jesus.
Her grandson, oh God. Let the spirit of conviction, God, rest, rule, and abide in his life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Draw him, God. Draw him closer to you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of
I thank
Jesus.
You for a hedge of protection, God. That
yes,
is placed
Lord.
Around him, God. In
yes,
the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus, God.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
God, I ask
Jesus.
That you will begin to stir up the gifts on the inside, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
God. Allow Evangelist Bernard, God, to continue to speak life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
To
yes.
begin to call him as you see him, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, I ask that you will have your way in his life, oh God.
Have your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God. Shake what needs to be shaken, God. Move what needs to be moved, oh God. Uproot what needs to be uprooted, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the
God.
Name
and remember
of Jesus.
Sister Ruby on today, Lord God. In
Whoa.
The name of Jesus, God. Remember her labor of love,
yes,
oh God.
Above,
in the name
fire.
Of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
My God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way in her life, oh God.
Yes,
God, I
Lord.
Thank you, God, that you have not forgotten the promises, God, that you've spoken
oh,
over
no.
her life, God.
Hallelujah.
God, even though she's might have forgotten some of the promises, God, but you have not forgotten. Hallelujah,
oh,
God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, God, that you know her by name. Hallelujah. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God. And I thank you, God, that you have an expected end for her life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you glory on today, God.
Thank you,
God,
Lord.
God, we just give you honor on today, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And, God, we lift up, God, the children of this nation, God, of this
yes,
world, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes.
spirit that has been released, God, of murder, God.
Yes,
the
right.
spirit of
right,
kidnapping,
right
Lord God. Rape
yes.
and molestation.
Yes,
we
yes,
are
Lord.
The sons
Lord.
And the daughters of
Ooh,
God.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We come
yes,
against you right now by the authority of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of these babies.
Hallelujah.
Saturate them under your blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep them from the enemy, God, under
yes,
your blood, Lord
yes.
God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The spirit of murder that is running
yes,
throughout this
Lord.
Land.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Ah.
We say peace be still.
Peace.
In the name of Jesus. We declare peace throughout this
Come
nation.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood.
The blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You. And we plead the blood.
The blood
that heals, the blood
ah,
that delivers, the blood that sets free, the blood that will never lose
yes,
its power.
Yes, yes,
yes. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. God, we are the sons of God,
yes,
in the earth, God.
Yes,
God,
we
position
are.
Our minds.
Yes.
We align our spirits, God.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
Might, hallelujah, arise in authority, God.
Oh,
and
yes,
operate in dominion, God. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. We need you like never before, God.
Yes,
we need your glory back in the church,
we
God.
Need
we
you,
need
Lord.
Your glory back in the White House.
Hallelujah.
God. We need your glory in the schools, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need your glory in the homes, oh, God.
Yes,
God,
yes,
but we need your glory,
we
God.
Need your glory.
Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
When the glory shows up,
yes.
we'll never be the same.
Yes,
either
Lord.
You got to leave or you got to get right.
Hallelujah.
God, we need your glory, God.
We need you,
God,
Lord.
Draw us closer to you, God.
Yes,
cause your
Lord.
People to arise, God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Spend time with you, oh God.
Ooh,
and get in
yes,
your presence,
Lord.
Oh God. And
yes.
cry out to you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
God, not just for what we need, God, because you're not
yes.
Santa Claus, God.
Hallelujah.
But God, to cry out on behalf of this nation, God.
Hallelujah.
Cry out for more of your power, God.
Hallelujah.
More of your glory, God.
More
of your manifestation, oh God. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Have your way, God.
Have your way.
Have your way, oh God.
Have your way, Lord.
Take us back when you first saved us, God.
Yes.
Give
yes.
us
Take
feel,
back,
God.
Lord.
A renewed passion for ministry, oh God.
Yes,
God, restore
Lord.
The joy, oh God.
Yes,
the joy,
Lord.
God, that oh God. Oh God, we just honor you, God.
Yes.
Oh God, we honor you, God.
We honor
and
you,
cause your people, God, to arise to another level of faith,
yes,
oh God, because you're calling us to another
help
level,
us,
oh God,
help
because
us.
Your word has to be manifested, Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord.
In the earth, Lord God. Cause
yes,
us to
Lord.
Look to you, the author and the finisher,
yes,
of our faith,
Lord.
Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God,
hallelujah.
We give you glory, God.
Oh, yes.
I just thank you for what you're doing, God.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for who you are, God.
Oh, yes.
For who you've been, God, and
hallelujah.
Who you're continuing to be, God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We honor you, God, for being
we,
the sovereign God.
Yes,
oh God.
Yes, yes,
all
Lord.
All these things, God, we ask in the mighty name.
Mighty.
And we seal it under the blood. We seal it under the blood. That there will be no spiritual
hallelujah
of insight, God. Oh, my God. That there will be a release. God,
yes,
in your coming, God,
yes,
your glory, God,
yes,
and your power, God, and God,
yes.
I thank you, God,
thank
that you have
Lord.
Allowed your people to see in this
yes,
hour
Lord.
That you are the source of our strength,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes,
you
Lord.
Are the source of everything that we need.
You are, Lord.
Everything
you
else
are.
Is a resource,
you
God.
Are. Yes,
I said
you
everything
are.
Else is a resource, God.
Yes,
the
yes,
finances
yes,
that we
yes,
need
yes,
is
yes.
just a resource.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you
hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you honor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And declare that it is so.
It is so. Amen.
And so shall it forever be.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
we give you glory, God. We give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
And we give
yes,
you
Lord.
Praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say this one last thing, woman of God, Evangelist Bernard. I was watching the Word Network last night.
Mm.
And the man of God that was on the Word Network last night, he gave an acronym for the word hope. And I hope this encourages you all as it encouraged me. And the acronym for hope that he gave was Hold On, Pain Ends. So I don't know who's going through a storm right now, but I want to encourage you that trouble, hallelujah,
ain't
doesn't last always, and that God is soon to bring the benediction
yes, ma'am. Yes,
in
ma'am.
The storm of your life.
Oh.
And it will be victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's on the horizon. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. We've been calling for you,
hallelujah.
Man of God. You welcome. This line is open. Thank you, Pastor Logan.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shandi Rabasai.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes. Prophet Colo.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
God bless you.
Bless you. How you doing?
We're getting there. We're at the throne of mercy.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
If I can listen to the woman of God, the one that God brought the word, if you don't mind.
Yes.
How you doing, woman of God?
Praise the Lord, Prophet. How are you? I enjoyed you.
I'm blessed in the Lord, and I am exceedingly great and humbled to be in your presence today.
Thank you.
The vision is wrote. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. He that readeth it will run with it.
Thank you, God.
And I need you to hear me and hear me precisely what the Lord is getting ready to do for you and through you.
Thank you, God.
The Lord, your vision is so unique because you're thinking you got one church, but I see one church in two different locations.
My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let me tell you something. Every hindering spirit that has upheld or tried to uphold your ministry, I bind it in the name of Jesus. God said to tell you that, didn't he promise you over 30 years ago that he was going to give you a whole block and a half?
My God.
He said, didn't I tell you, didn't I make you a promise that you shall make? He said, to tell you, he said that even a neighborhood that he promised you, God said that I'm going to do this in a unique and in a strange way.
Thank you, God.
I see people ready to give up land to give you what needs to be what needs to take place in your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you, woman of God?
Thank you,
Lord. Yes.
Are you, Prophet Pearson, are you speaking to Pastor Tajana, the one just finished praying, or to
I'm talking to the one that gave the word today. I'm talking to the one that ministered the word today. That's who I'm talking to.
Angela's Joshua. Okay. Go right ahead.
God is going to use you in such a unique way because you got a way with young people like none of them. That's why they draw to you. That's why young people draw to you. That's why young people admire you because of the wisdom that you have. Me, myself, I wish I was in your presence because I like to sit around older people like you because you're seasoned in the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You're very seasoned in the Lord. And see, the thing about it is you don't play no games when it comes to demons and demonic forces.
You don't.
Glory. You have a real, true, genuine deliverance ministry.
Thank you, God.
And it behooves people to connect with you because of the genuine ministry that you have for deliverance. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
God get ready to move for you.
Thank
God
you,
get ready to move for you. I don't know what's going on. I can care less what's going on. God get ready to move for you. Do you hear what I'm saying, woman of God?
Yes.
And I decree and declare that everything that's been upheld, I decree and declare that every hindering spirit be removed now, and that God has promised you, I decree and declare to be released right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Stay humble. Stay very humble because God is going to do something. He's going to call some things to happen just for you. I'm telling you, God's going to call some things to take place with you. And I decree and declare that God will heal your inner man because of some things that people have done, things that people have said, promises people have kept, and they said they were going to do one thing, but they didn't keep their promise. But God has you. God is yes, and he's amen. And that's the word I have for you today, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. You're welcome.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Ooh,
yep.
Yes.
It is so. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know who this is for. Don't fight elevation. It's a must that you go to the next dimension in ministry. It's a must.
Glory.
Somebody is fighting, trying to get to the next dimension. You're saying, I don't want to do that because I don't want people to think that, you know, I just did this on my own. God said, don't worry about it. God said, I'm doing this myself. The Bible teaches us those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
See, people are looking for the next dimension. You need to be looking at the now dimension.
I'm telling you.
You don't want to miss the now dimension because of what God is saying and what God is doing. Even now. I'm telling you. See, people in this next dimension we're going in, people are going to hear about people they ain't never heard of. You're going to hear about people you ain't never heard of. You're going to see faces you ain't never seen of. And God is choosing these people.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, get ready to shut the mouths of the gainsayers. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to shut the mouths of the gainsayers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I'm even hearing somebody say that they got disapproved, but I heard God says, I approve you of it.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God said, I'll approve you of it. And that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
God already called some things to happen.
Hiya.
The hand of God glory. Move for you. I'm telling you.
Bless you,
God.
We thank God for the word today. We thank God for this mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Tajana Logan being with us today. And
thank
God for Prophet Pearson. We're going to go back to Evangelist Joshua. Final remarks, and she can close us out with prayer. God bless you all. That word was for somebody. I heard what Pastor Logan say, hold on. Pain in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I thank the Lord for the opportunity. Sister Ruby always often prays, Lord, we don't count it lightly.
Thank you.
Your tender love and kindness. And your mercies towards us. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's mindful of us. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I'm just so full from the prayers and going on. I just, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
You are wonder, God. You are wonder.
Hiya.
Hey, I don't know. Sandy, you know, I'm a woke up.
Yeah, God.
Sandy, Kai, you know, I'm a woke up.
Thank you, God.
Fire, you yes,
thank you, God.
Glory.
I'm trying to, you might as well go on that prayer. That was it. That was it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. I can't go any further than that.
Yes,
I don't move. I don't do no more than what the Lord gives me. And I tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's God alone. God all by himself. You don't act able.
Glory.
Hallelujah. God of glory. God, hallelujah. Over all, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. Let me tell you something. This is what it will take.
Yes.
For us to be healed.
Thank you,
and
God.
For us to go out, and we talk about going to one another, this is what it'll take.
Oh, yes.
This kind of praying, this kind of humbling, this kind of submitting,
thank
committing
you.
Ourselves to God.
Hallelujah.
Many,
you.
I'm telling you, people going through the actions.
Yeah,
but, honey, this is a heart thing. This thing, the heart needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
That heart needs to be healed.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah. So they can see right. Because they're doing everything now. In and out of church.
Hallelujah.
God's word is going to stand. And his purpose is going to be performed.
I praise God for that prayer today. It was at Evangelist Logan. Pastor Logan.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you too.
Oh, yes, it is. We give him the glory, but thank God he uses some of us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He left us here to be the ambassadors.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, Sister Adrian, I think that prayer was enough. Thank you for letting me be on. I'm so full. I don't want to. Thank you. And the young man that spoke, God bless you. I'm just full.
Thank you.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I can't say anything. Go.
We thank God for you. We thank those that were in the chat room. Yes, 1884 and 1885 and Liberal Democrat and all those that are listening live on the internet. We thank God for you. Those that will go back on the archive, you can listen in its entirety on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com or go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. We're gonna talk with Pastor Logan and see when he's available to come back and minister for us. And also Prophet Pearson is going to try to see if he can come on whenever the Lord permit him. And we just thank God for each and every one of you all. Hold on. Pain is at the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue to lift one another up in prayer and encourage one another. If there ever was a time when the saints and we need to encourage one another, it is now. So God bless you. Tomorrow is Provoked Fridays. I tell you, if you've never heard Pastor Edward Hamilton of Houston, Texas, tune in tomorrow and hear him. He's from Provoke the Purpose Ministries, and he's our pastor and life coach and teacher every Friday. We call it Provoke Friday. So he provoked you to get in the Word. He provoked you to love. He provoked you to study. He provoked you to pray. So tune in tomorrow, and we'd be certainly glad to have you. We're going to close out with I Am by Pastor Eddie James. God bless you all. Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Hard. I am the shepherd and I am the dog. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your Redeemer, the beginning and the end. I am the Christ.
bless you, Liberal Democrat. We were able to say a little something in the chat room to you today, so all of the callers just about is gone. We had a full line today, so God bless you.
Amen. That word blessed me. I was in the chat room. I just made it back into the house. I was rushing here. I said, the call might be over, but amen. I praise God for that word. I just wanted to say God bless the woman of God. Amen. For telling us not to make God our last choice, because, like, a lot of times we try everything else, and then we pray after everything else going wrong. And I was typing in the chat room, I even stopped praying over my food. I was just taking everything for granted. And I had to remind myself, you know, to pray, you know, because, you know, we took prayer out of our life. We get so taking everything for granted. So I just think and praise God for that word reminding us to pray first instead of, like, going to psychologists and doctors and everybody. Put God first, keep him first. So, you know, I received that. Amen. That word was for me today. So thank God, you know, for the woman of God and the people of God. Amen. I can't hear you guys, so the call must have dropped. But God bless everybody. Amen. If you guys can still hear me.
Yeah, we can still hear you. We just bless the Lord. They have a beautiful time. I tell you, the Lord has been doing some shifting. And I tell you, I see every day we're going a little bit higher. So we were certainly blessed today with that word and that prayer.
Yes,
amen. So we look forward to Provoke
anointing
Friday tomorrow with Pastor Edward Hamilton. If you haven't heard that man of God, he's also from Compton, California, Liberal Democrat. So he's going to be with us tomorrow. He's on Friday, and I'm telling you, he's a excellent man of God, committed, faithful. He just loves what he does for the kingdom.
All right.
So he'll be on tomorrow. So join us on tomorrow. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus'
amen
mighty name. Amen. See you tomorrow.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.